really do encourage residents to take ownership around the recycling, just like they take ownership of their refuse disposal.
Kent County Department of Public Works Director Darwin Boss says the Kentwood Recycling Drop-Off Station, located at the Kentwood Public Works facility, will close June 30th. He says it's an unattended site that is costing the county money due to the high amount of contaminated items residents drop off.
Everything from car parts to styrofoam to mattresses, furniture, motor oil, roughly half of what we receive there are contamination or unacceptable materials. So it really drives the cost up, and that was the main reason behind wanting to move residents to curbside recycling when it's available.
Boss says it costs about three times more to operate a drop-off site versus curbside pickup. He adds this facility, which opened 12 years ago, was meant as a stopgap measure.
12 years ago, curbside recycling wasn't readily available, but now it's mainstream.
Boss says it will likely cost residents a few extra dollars, and he realizes there are some that may be unhappy with the change, but they're hoping the advance notice, about 2 months, will allow residents time to get another plan. And Boss adds there's a bigger picture to consider.
It allows you to participate in a larger effort for us to reduce what's going to the landfill. We are striving to reduce by 90% what goes to landfill over the next 10 years. That's really going to take a concerted effort by everyone to be very intentional about subscribing to curbside recycling and participating in these programs so we truly can make a difference countywide.
Again, the Kentwood Recycling Center closes June 30th. There are two other locations that will remain open. Jennifer Moss, WGVU News.